A Time Travel to European Ancestral Healing Kinship, written and narrated by Morgana Hack. Let us go on a journey together, back to the indigenous healing roots of Europe, to the healers among our ancestors. If you carry European ancestry, this is your own lineage you're entering. If your roots lie elsewhere, come as an open and curious guest. There is something here for every human body that has ever been in relationship with land. I believe that we Europeans are also in urgent need of decolonization. And yet, when we go looking for our roots, we so often find ourselves drawn toward the traditions of Asia or the Americas, because our own indigenous inheritance is buried even deeper in time than theirs, and the burial was more deliberate. This journey is an invitation to begin uncovering it. Close your eyes and sit comfortably. Feel the chair or cushion beneath you. Take your healing object in your hand. Feel its weight, its surface. If it is a herb, bring it close and breathe it in. If it is a stone or a piece of wood, feel the temperature of it, the texture against your skin. Breathe in slowly and out. Once more, you are ready. Journey through time to Bronze Age, 3000 to 1000 BCE. You are going back, far back, past all cities, past all books, past all written language. You are standing on open ground somewhere in the heart of Europe. The air smells of wet soil and wood smoke. It is before dawn. Around you, other people are gathered, quietly, watching the horizon. There is someone among you who sees differently, who can move between the visible world and the invisible one, who knows that the sickness in a body is never only in the body. It is also in the relationship between that person and the land, between that family and their ancestors, between this community and the spirit that moves through all living things. This is not superstition. This is the oldest form of ecological medicine our ancestors knew. The healer does not separate the person from the place. The body is made of this soil, this water, this air. When the land is out of balance, bodies fall ill. When the ancestors are forgotten, the living lose their way. On a stone nearby, someone has carved a wheel, a circle with four spokes and the fifth point at its center. It will appear across all of Europe for the next 2,000 years. It holds the four directions, the four seasons, the four qualities of life, and the spirit that moves through all of them. Before the wheel was carved, there was what the wheel is trying to map. Feel that, not as an idea, but as a sensation, the aliveness in your own body right now, the thing that breathes you. That is what your most ancient European ancestors called upon when someone was sick. Journey through time to ancient Greece, 500 to 150 BCE. The ground is still beneath you, but the air has changed. You are near the sea now, the Mediterranean, warm and bright. A salt-carrying wind is coming off the water, and from the dry hillside behind you, the sharp, clean scent of thyme is drifting down. You are a physician. You love to travel, to observe, to ask questions. Something in you is always moving outward, curious, warm, alive to the world. You sail from island to island, and you notice people do not fall ill in the same way everywhere. The city that faces the morning sun has different fevers than the city that faces the evening. The wind itself is medicine or poison, depending on its direction and season. So you write it down. You say, the physician who does not know the land cannot know the patient. They are one body. You give names to what was always known. Four qualities moving through all living things. Warmth, coldness, moisture, dryness, meeting in each person in a unique proportion. The warm, moist, sanguine temperament, bright and social as the spring air. The hot and dry, choleric temperament, carrying the light of summer. The cool, dry melancholy, deep as autumn earth. The cold and moist, phlegmatic temperament, silent retreat of winter. Each is a gift. Each has its vulnerabilities. The spirit your ancestors sensed in everything has now been given a map. The invisible has been speakable. Breathe in the thyme. This is air, the element of thought, of connection, of things that move and expand and want to know. Journey on through time to Ireland, 500 to 900 CE. The bright Mediterranean warmth is gone. You are in the far west of Europe now, and it is raining. A soft, patient Atlantic rain that does not hurry. The air smells of wet stone and of meadowsweet and elderflower growing along a stream nearby. The Roman world has fallen. Most of Europe has gone dark. Libraries emptied. Physician classes scattered. But here in Ireland, nothing collapsed, because Rome never came here. Ireland was never conquered, and so it kept what others lost. Quietly, without drama, the way still water keeps what is placed in it. You are a healer, and your knowledge runs deep. You learned from your mother. She learned from her mother, her mother's mother from hers. 20 generations, the same plants, the same careful hands. You know which herb grows only where water is close beneath the surface, because your grandmother showed you the exact spot when you were a child. You carry that knowledge the way a river carries rain, not holding it tightly, but letting it flow through you and onward. This is the phlegmatic gift. Depth without display. Patience without passivity. The capacity to hold what matters across centuries. To remember without needing to perform the remembering. In a monastery nearby, a monk is copying by candlelight, preserving in ink what you carry in your hands. Both are needed, the text and the living body, the book and the blood. Water holds all of it without choosing. Now journey through time to Salerno, Sicily, 1100 to 1300 CE. You are indoors now, and it is warm. There is a fire in the hearth, and from the beams above you, bundles of artemisia hang drying. Wormwood, bitter and aromatic, its sharp green smell filling the whole room. Your hands smell of it. Outside, the world is on fire. The Normans have conquered the south of Italy. The Crusades have begun. Armies moving through these very roads, wounded men arriving at the city gates. This is a choleric age, hot, dry, driven, violent. And you are Trotta, a physician in Salerno, the most important medical city in the Latin West. You hold the title Magistra, teacher, because the community recognizes what 30 years of practice has made with your hands. You treat soldiers and merchants and women and children. Your knowledge is fire, transforming. When a preparation fails, you say so and try another. You are attached to the patient in front of you who needs help now. And then slowly, over the next two centuries, the universities arrive. Licenses, credentials, doors that close to women. Your knowledge is absorbed into books that carry other names. Your fire does not go out, but it is taken indoors, away from the open air, and made to burn inside walls that were not built by you. Journey through time to the witch trials, 1400 to 1700 CE. Stay with your breath. Feel your object in your hand. Feel the ground beneath your feet. It is autumn. The light is low and cold. The harvests have been failing for years. The winters longer, the summers wet and sunless. There is hunger and fear and a heaviness in everything, as though the world itself has swallowed something dark and cannot digest it. You are an old woman. You live at the edge of a village, and you have been healing here for 40 years. You carry a sprig of juniper always in your pocket. Its clean, resinous smell has been your companion for 50 years. You know which plants live only in the wet ground and what they are for. But there are men writing down names now. The knowledge that lives in relationship with the land, with the family, with the patient, known across a lifetime, this knowledge cannot be licensed, cannot be owned, cannot be controlled. And that is precisely why it is now called dangerous. Between 40,000 and 60,000 people were executed for witchcraft across Europe and these centuries. Most of them women, many of them healers. What the black bile knows, and black bile is the humor of autumn, of depth, of things that descend and accumulate and are not seen, is that what goes underground does not die. It transforms. It becomes something that endures precisely because it is no longer visible. Your granddaughter was watching. She always watched. The return, closing the spiral and time travel home. Stay with the earth a moment longer. Let the heaviness be real. It is real. What happened to our healing ancestors in Europe is real, and it deserves to be felt. And now, notice something else, something that did not go out, The granddaughter watched. She remembered. She taught her daughter in the kitchen, in the garden, on the way to the well. In whispers, in stories, in the way she handled plants, not as objects but as relatives. The knowledge went underground and it kept moving, the way water moves beneath the surface of dry ground, invisible but alive. It is in your body now, not as memory, as inheritance. In your hands, which know how to touch, in your nose, which recognizes the smell of rain before it comes. In the way you feel the season changing in your own body before the calendar tells you to. The knowledge of relationship between body and land. Of kinship between self and season. Kinship between the living and the ancestors. This was never fully severed. It only went quiet. You began this journey in spirit. The unnamed aliveness beneath everything, the breath before the wheel was carved. You have moved through air and water and fire and earth. And now you are back. But it is not the same spirit. This one has passed through everything. It has been spoken and held and taken and buried, and it is still here. Feel it now, in your chest, in your hands, in the healing object you are holding. That warmth, that quiet aliveness, that is the fire your ancestors kept. It was never put out. It was given to you. Begin to come back to your room. Open your eyes when you are ready. The end. You have been listening to A Time Travel to European Ancestral Healing Kinship, written and narrated by Morgana Hack. Text and production copyright 2026 by Morgana Hack. All rights reserved.